Welcome to AudioCast 3. I am Heather Alashe, intuitive coach, educator, and unapologetic believer that your intuition is the most powerful tool you are ever going to have access to. And I help coaches and healers just like you turn their intuitive gifts into a rock solid skill set that builds your confidence, credibility, and income without all of the ridiculous hustle or new age fluff stuff that doesn't really get you results. And you are listening to this audio cast because you're either registered for one of my upcoming workshops or because you should be registered. This is a private series that you're not going to find anywhere publicly. So the audios on this audio cast are for your ears only. And I am so glad that you have found your way here. So if you're not registered for my upcoming workshop yet, what I want you to do is look in the show notes of where you're listening to this audio, click the link, or you can DM me on Instagram the word 3 keys, and I will get you signed up for the upcoming workshop where I'm going to teach you everything you need to know about up-leveling your intuition and becoming an intuition expert in your niche or just in your personal life, if that's where you're at with this. So whether you are just a person who wants to strengthen your intuition, or you are an aspiring healer or coach and you want to use intuition to help other people elevate their lives, you are in the right place. So this audio cast is all about your identity and how it determines your intuitive connectivity. So what do I mean by that? Well, this is going to be a little bit of a nuanced conversation here on this audio cast. So I hope that I don't lose you. Intuition is one of those things where sometimes I can talk in concrete terms, and other times when I discuss it, it's more conceptual. It's a little bit like trying to catch a bucket of water. It's kind of hard to concretize, the more nuanced aspects of intuition. So I hope we don't lose you on this one. But I actually think that this piece, your identity determining your connectivity, is maybe one of the most important components of owning your intuitive power, because intuition starts from the inside out, and that begins with our identity. So if you are a coach or a healer also, I want you to perk up your ears, because this is, in my opinion, the number one way you go from healer in hiding to a confident intuition expert who is known for what you do with the know-how to back it up. Okay, so this identity piece is truly something that I think a lot of us miss, and we don't even really consider it to be a part of the developmental process to begin with. So it's really, really powerful. I'm going to do my best to try to make this concrete for you so it'll make sense. So let's talk a little bit about kind of the truth that a lot of intuitive people miss. So when we begin this intuitive development process, right, we want to strengthen our intuition. We want to hone our connectivity, right? We want to access our gifts fully. We want to put them under our conscious command. We don't want to have to sit passively in it, right? We want to access it anytime that we wish. And we've talked about this a little bit on our previous two audio casts, but what happens in this is that in this approach that we've got to it is we get stuck in a pattern or a kind of a conditioning pattern that can really hinder, not help us. Okay. And that conditioning pattern is do, then have, and then be. So it's the do, be, have paradigm. And what the do, be, have paradigm brings to us is kind of a backwards approach to creating what we want in the world. For lack of a better term, I'll say manifesting. So we think to ourselves, if I meditate, if I take another class, if I pull another card, then I'm going to finally be the intuitive that I've always wanted to be. And that's actually not how this works. But it's how we've been taught to think it works, because that's how we typically do things here in this 3D reality. We do the thing, and then we get the thing, and then we get to be that person, right? Then I'll get to be the person with a healthy relationship or a fat bank account or confidence in my intuitive connection, right? I'll get to have it. I'm going to do this thing. Then I'm going to have, money's a great example. I will launch my business, and then I'll have the money, and then I'll finally get to be visible and seen and heard, and I'll finally show up, and I'll finally stop feeling like a fraud. I'll finally feel confident. I'll finally be the it girl in the room that I know I was born to be. I'll finally be walking in my purpose. I can be that version of me once I do and have. And this sequence, my darling intuitive, is the very reason why most intuitive people's their abilities plateau. Okay, it plateaus. Because you reach a point in your intuition journey where you get trapped into this mindset that you sort of have to work your way into worthiness. You have to work your way into divine connection. There's something out there that's got to be done, or something out there has to change, right? Whether that's through your specific actions or through the actions of others, something out here in the physical world has to happen in order for us to have the things so that we can then feel confident and feel secure, right? But that is not the way it works. Because intuition isn't something you do, it's something that you are. So that's one of our impediments. It's very nuanced. It's very, very nuanced, but I hope you're picking up on that. It's the wrong formula. Do, have, be. Nope, that's not it. It's actually be, then do, then have. Okay. So, you know, an example of this would be you start your coaching business or that creative project, or you try to open your intuitive gifts. So you say, well, if I do enough practice sessions, I'll have enough experience and then I get to be confident. Or if I do enough inner work, then I'll have enough healing. Then I'll finally have the clarity I want, and I'll get to go say the things I want to say and be what I want to be in the world. Then I'll have permission. Do you see what I'm getting at? And the truth is that some practice does help. You know, I'm not against practice. I mean, we do need to be embodying an intuitive practice. Practice does strengthen our clarity, and consistency does help our connection. But we can't do our way into being. Being has to come first. So the goal is to become the woman or the man that is confident, that is that thing. So the truth is, be, do, have is the actual appropriate model. We be first. We identify as a powerful intuitive. We identify as the version of ourselves, that future self, that higher self. We shift the focus of how we perceive ourselves off of the 3D self, right? Off just our little human self. And we start elevating our identity to that, into identifying with the future version of yourself you're trying to manifest. And from there, you start acting, right? You start acting in alignment from the being. Then you do from a place of alignment, from a place of being. And that is what leads to the having. Be first, do second, have third. It's not just a mindset, it's the energetic order of creation itself. So when you start from being, your actions arise from alignment instead of anxiety and running around like a chicken with our head cut off because we're afraid that the thing is never going to come to us. So this is where real flow comes from, right? Easeful flow in our behaviors. Our businesses become easy. The clients start to come in. Their relationships start to heal. You find it natural to speak your truth. You're not worried about what people think of you anymore because you're secure in who you are first, and your doingness, your behaviors are coming second. So in other words, there's a foundation in yourself. So this is the source of true ease, true alignment, and true flow, not the fake flow that so many people are trying to fabricate within themselves of sitting around telling yourself that you're sitting in stillness, but what we're really doing is procrastinating and avoiding what we know we need to do while silently just hoping everything flows to you, oops, you know, magically. The goal is to do differently because you're being differently. It's coming from a place of truth within yourself. And your outcomes, what you have at the end of be, do, shift, what you get out of that shifts automatically, right? Because what you're being and what you're doing is in perfect alignment with your soul. You're manifesting your future self as guided by your higher self. You're stepping into that highest version of yourself, which is what I call the future self, every single day, with your higher self leading the process. So your future self is the aspect of you that you're supposed to manifest in 3D reality. And that future self aligns with, if you're doing be, do, have, that is the single fastest way for it to be aligned with the truth of who you are, right? The truth of who God made you to be, which of course we conceptualize as your higher self. All right. So we want the having to happen as a result of our beingness and the effortless doingness that is a byproduct of our beingness, right? So I'll give you an example of this. Several years ago, oh my goodness, when was it? Probably 2016, I stopped eating gluten. I'll have it every now and then, but I stopped eating gluten because I had a lot of friends who it was just really changing their lives to not eat gluten anymore. And man, when I tell you that was so hard to stop, I wanted to eat gluten. So at first I'm not going to eat gluten. I was forcing myself not to eat it. And it was very hard because my identity was I'm a person who eats gluten. So every time I went to Carrabba's and there was that yummy bread with that amazing oil. Do you guys know what I'm talking about? Do you know what I'm talking about? With that, like, they put like spices in it with the oil. Oh God, God bless the Italians and their food. I would sit down and I'd look at the bread and I'd be like, damn it, I want to eat that. And it sucked. Why did it suck? Why was the behavior change hard? Why was it hard for me to do it? Because I saw myself as a person who eats gluten. So every time I denied myself the bread, it felt hard. It felt awful. There was so much effort because I felt like I was in denial. I was denying myself the bread. But what I was really doing was denying my identity because after all, I'm a person who eats gluten. So I should be eating that bread right now because my beingness is telling me that I should be eating it. Does this make sense? So when you shift from the paradigm of do have, and you go to be, do have, the proper way to approach getting off the gluten would have been to say, I am not a person who eats gluten anymore. I just don't eat it. It's not a big deal. I don't have to have it. I don't need to do it, right? I can sit at the table. I could stare at that bread the entire time I'm here, and I will never once have the impulse to go grab that bread and eat it. I don't need to eat it, right? That's the doing piece. So, because I'm not a person who eats gluten, right? It's not hard anymore. Why? Because my identity tells me that it's easy for me not to eat it because I'm not a person who eats it. That's the identity shift I'm talking about. So when you be the person who is connected to divine wisdom, when you naturally do the things that express that beingness, you will speak from confidence. You will trust your intuitive impressions. You will hold space with power. You will speak your truth without apology. You will stand up and be seen and not worry about it. You will write that book, host that retreat, do whatever it is you want to do in your life. From that place of being, the doing is naturally going to flow and the having is naturally going to flow from there as well, right? The clarity, the clients, the confidence. You're not forcing it. You're not faking it, right? Goodbye imposter syndrome. You know, goodbye worrying about all of these things because you know you're embodying your higher truth. Now, I can hear our lower selves, right? Our wounded selves saying, yeah, well, that might be easy to say, but I've got a long traumatic history of a lot of BS I've been through that tells me this isn't possible. And of course, that is true. If your identity is bestowed upon your former self, if you're not connected to your future self, if you're not connected to your higher self, then yeah, that is true because you're finding your identity in a past version of you that by definition is limited. So if you would like to learn how to connect to, use this system I'm talking about in the True Intuition Method, I want you to get registered for the workshop. If you're already registered, I cannot wait to see you in person. Show up live. The live experience is so much better than replays. If you have to watch it on a replay, that's fine. But show up live, man. Like, we kick it. It's amazing. So get registered for the workshop. We're going to dive into this. So I don't know about you, but I'd rather be slapped than shot. We can do this the easy way or we can do it the hard way. And the easy way is to start looking at identity as the core piece that determines our intuitive connectivity. Because you will make headway doing it the do have be way. You will, right? I'm not saying you won't find progress. There is power in changing your behaviors first and acquiring things and then letting your identity shift after. That's fine. But it's hard, it's arduous, and you will always hit a ceiling. There is a glass ceiling you're going to bump into. Whereas when we do it this way, I'm telling you, the true intuition way, it's much easier. We're moving from the truth of the divine within us, not from our preconceived notions about what is and is not possible for us based on previous limiting patterns and past experiences. Okay, so this matters because your intuition responds to your identity. Your intuition is mapping onto your energy system, your consciousness, your thoughts, your emotions, your belief system, your beliefs, your will, your desires, your intentions, and it's trying to guide you from where you are. It's trying to help you connect the dot to the next step. So if you're operating in a limited identity, the information your intuition gives you is going to feel small. It's not going to give you the expanded version. It's going to give you a contracted message. Does this make sense? Because it has to map onto your energy field. It has to connect to you. And if your energy is in a frequency of contraction, if it's in a frequency of I can't, if it's in a frequency of playing small, if it's in a frequency of I have to work hard, if your belief system is this has to suck, I have to suffer, this has to, I'm not allowed to be wealthy, I'm not allowed to be powerful, I'm not allowed to speak my truth. Can you see how the messages you get from your intuition, the empowering messages that it has to give to you are going to be a little harder for you, one, to receive and two, to act on? Because you're starting from behind the eight ball. Why? Because your identity is out of alignment. So we want our internal identity to be expansive and to be future focused. And there's a concept in the scientific literature called retroactive causation. And retroactive causation states that it is what a person believes to be true about their future self state determines what they do and how they feel about themselves today. So it, in other words, from this, the quantum, from the realm, the field of quantum physics, when they study consciousness, they say it's actually retroactive causation, not your past. It's your future, not your past, that's determining whether or not you achieve your result. It actually has nothing to do with what's happened to you in the past. It's what you believe to be true about your future. That is the identity piece in a nutshell. It's quantum. It's energetic. It lapses time. It increases speed. It increases flow. It is the single, one of the single greatest things you can do to develop your intuition. And almost nobody is telling you that. They're talking about higher self. They're talking about alignment, but they're not telling you that what you believe to be true via your emotions, your thoughts, your beliefs, right? Your inner world. And your actions, of course, are a natural result of your emotions, your thoughts, and your beliefs, your desires, your will, your intentions, and your imagination, what you believe to be true about you. By the way, those eight things I just listed, we will go through in the workshop. I'm going to show you exactly how your psyche works and how it maps onto the energetic system that leads and guides you via your intuition and helps you create in the physical world. So they're not teaching that. It's very, very... And I get why they're not. It's hard, man. It's nuanced, like I said at the beginning. So we want to transcend this trap of do, have, be mindset, right? So I've never seen this better expressed where we're asking for guidance, we're begging for guidance, and we get it, and then we go, okay, but I need another sign. I need another sign. It just leaves us in this place of never feeling confident. No matter what happens, no matter how many times we've been told, no matter how many times we get the same message over and over again, or we've grappled with that one problem year after year, we're still stuck in it. I have had calls with people who want to join True Intuition, and they'll say, I want to become an intuition facilitator, Heather. I know this is my calling, and I'm going to do it next year. And I'm like, okay, fine, whatever, you know, do it next year. Next year rolls around, they reach out. Oh man, I don't know. They're in the same place. The exact same place. Why? Because their identity is out of alignment. They're waiting for something in their external world to shift so that they can feel like they're going to have what they want. So then they can go be. the intuitive leader that they want to be. You see what I mean? So do not fall into this trap, man. Do not fall into this trap. Understand the key here is your identity up. The identity is everything. So we need to, in other words, we need to up-level our identity. So I want you to think about something in your life right now that you would like to create. Okay? That you would like to create, that you would like to see come into your physical reality, that you would like to have become a part of your life. I'm not going to use the word manifest because it's just such a loaded word and there's a lot of misunderstanding around it. But what is something that you would like to create for yourself? Who is the version of you that has that thing? Who is the version of you that knows how to do that thing? Who is the version of you that effortlessly speaks that thing into existence, says the things that version of you would say, does the things that version of you would do, feels the things that version of you would feel, believes the things that version of you would believe? Who is that person? That is your future self. Okay? So the version of you that you are today is an old identity. It's okay that this is your operating reality, but we want to align our consciousness, how we see ourselves in a future state, right? Letting higher self, God, divine, lead the way. Okay? That's the key to it. Again, come to the workshop. We're going to dive into it. So, you know, using the true intuition method, we will be able to kind of teach out and parse out how intuition flows from alignment between yourself and your higher self is that pure being level. The higher self is that pure being level. Your future self is you in a future state. It's being at a future state level. Okay, so it's something that you can attain. Your higher self is not, you will never be able to download the fullness of your higher self consciousness into your body. It's impossible. So, but your future self state, you can, okay? So the higher self is leading and guiding. It's pure state of being. Your future self is the next iteration of you or next version of you that you're being and becoming, okay? It's not manifested yet, but you're going to start today. You're going to start thinking and believing and acting and feeling today. You're going to make your future dream a present day fact. Your future dream a present day fact. And the result of this is going to be the intuitive clarity and the know-how to make every last dream you've ever had happen. You're going to be able to have access to the internal information that's going to make navigating those steps, now that is open and possible for you. You're going to be able to make decisions easier. You're going to feel confident about those decisions because you're aligned with the aspect of your own consciousness that has the ability to guide you. Does this make sense? So I want to give you some tips on how you can begin to practice this now. The first is I want you to sit down and think about who is that version of you. And then I want you to start speaking from that identity. It's so wild. I'm telling you, this is going to change your life. Get ready. Be careful what you wish for too, because this is very powerful. So I'll give you an example. I did this earlier this year. If you follow me on Instagram, Lord have mercy. If you just look at one more picture of me at the gym, I think you might throw up. But I decided to start going to the gym to really commit to it, this year. So my birthday's in December. And I count like my years by December. Like I don't follow January 1st. I think it's ridiculous. Like your new year is actually your birthday. So around the time of my birthday, I always get kind of antsy and serious about it. And I kind of like, oh, you know, I gotta double down on the things I haven't completed this year. So about 4 months ago, I decided to start going to the gym consistently. And this has always been really hard for me. I'm always stop and start. In human design, I'm a manifester. So a pure manifester, a 5-1 manifester, and a splenic at that. Oh my God. I am the most like naturally inconsistent human you'll ever meet. But so this has always been very, very hard for me. My husband is a gym rat. He goes 6 days a week religiously. And instead of saying, I have to go to the gym and using this, I'm going to force myself, I'm going to do the gym, right? I said, I am a person who lives at the gym. I am someone who works out every day. I am a gym rat. That became my mantra. I am a gym rat. I love the gym. I'm a gym rat. It's so easy for me to get up at 5:30 in the morning. This is so, oh my gosh, I have more energy, more clarity. And I started saying that before I ever even started going to the gym. Now, your logical mind is like, haha, yeah, you're full of BS because you don't get up at 5:30 and you don't go to the gym, but my future self does. And I'm now orienting my consciousness to the future state version of me that naturally is all those things. So from that place of speaking from my desired identity, now I've been going to the gym. I think this is like week 16, and I've been 4 or 5 days a week, and I started Pilates, which I swear to you is a form of torture. And I even love that. So speak from identity and use it on, you know, really start with things that are needle movers in your life. By the way, I should do a whole podcast, you know, audio cast on like how physical, like how the gym up levels your intuitive abilities, because it really does. Like, it's wild, the benefits from it. Okay. So start speaking from identity. And the second is anchor your worth in your being, not your doing. You are not a powerful intuitive because of the things that you do. You're not a powerful intuitive because all of the hits are coming and the synchronicities are flowing and you've really mastered tarot. No, that's not why you're a powerful intuitive. You're a powerful intuitive because you say you are and because you live from that place. That's the sovereign state that true intuition method gives you. Okay. So this is kind of the intersection of your intuition, your identity, and your kind of your life's purpose sort of all seamlessly move together. Okay. So here's the takeaway. You're not doing intuition. You're not learning to be an intuitive. You already are 100% intuitive. What you're learning how to do is remember who you are. And the minute that you stop trying to do your way into worthiness or connection, and you just start being the one who is connected, your intuition is going to come to you as natural as breathing, and you'll trust it. Okay. So that's what we're going to dive into in the workshop. I hope you get registered for it. We're going to have a blast, and we're going to dive a little bit deeper into the future self concept, higher self concept, and how you can use that to not only empower your intuitive connection, but also just start creating more of the life that you want. And if you are a healer or a coach, you are not going to want to miss this, because I'm going to talk to you. I'm going to get into some of the business aspects of using your intuition, right? The coaching aspects of using your intuition to change people's lives, to really claim that leadership role. It is time to go from healer in hiding to confident intuitive expert. Okay. So the workshop will help get you there. All right. I'll see you on the next audio training and at the workshop. Together we rise.